You know what? Wow. June 22nd, 2017.
Yep. Second day of summer, and the summer solstice was yesterday.
Yes. Special thanks to our WCHE 1520 AM family. This is, don't get it twisted, Concerned Citizens Caucus. And it's the Melanic Caucus. So the Concerned Citizens Melanic Caucus with a sponsored talk show addressing needs, issues, and concerns of Melanics, and with an informative and interactive roundtable, and we spur engagement of everyday people about the affairs and events which impact their lives. And I'm your lead host, Everett T.J. Butcher, with me always and forever, as I say, every week, and I'm going to keep it that way, the Melanic Inspiration and Guru, Dr. Io.
Hotep, peace and blessings, everyone.
And guess what? Our concierge, our chef, our curator, our unity. She is doing her thing again on the West Coast. So that's good. You have a safe journey out there, Chef Adrian, and we'll be seeing you next week. And
yes, travel sweetly.
Yes, and keep on doing what you're doing. And we have with us the Westchester Connection, none other than our own Let's Talk Native, John Kane. John.
Welcome.
John, are you there? Uh-oh, I think we might have lost John, but we'll see if we can get
him. No, I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Oh, there. Oh, man, we thought you hit out on us, okay? All right, so we got the Westchester Connection here with us and all. And today, we're going to talk about the meaning of moving forward with and within. And last week was a real, real, real good talk. We were talking about economics and infrastructure and how we have to be supportive of each other. And with Juneteenth coming in and the meaning of that and John, of course, you know, John brought out some real, real good things here. And I got to thinking about that. And with all this that's going on within our country, within this continent, and the things that we do and don't know and have the opportunity, but we neglect to do so just by not being there in presence in person, this is something we have to change. We have to educate ourselves and our younger generations to that fact.
Education is important. In fact, if I can quickly say that the 4th of July, which is coming up, is a day for learning, that is not a day for Melanics to celebrate, because that was the day when Caucasians got their freedom from their British brothers and sisters. But black people, Native Americans, Asians, Latinos, we were still being abused. And certainly the legal system of slavery was in place. We have no business celebrating the 4th of July. It was not about our independence.
Wow, our independence?
Well, and if you want to read the Declaration of Independence, you will see that we get an honorable mention in there, although they refer to us as merciless Indian savages.
Savages.
That's written right there in the Declaration of Independence. So
exactly.
I encourage people to take a look.
Well, exactly.
And see, when we talk about these things, this is a don't get twisted moment. By the way, 610-701-WCHE-9243 is the number. Be able to call in if you can't. You can always send us messages and throughout the show and all. But see, the things that were neglected, the things that were abused, not only was it the people, but it was also the lands and what was stripped and taken away. And this is the thing that we don't know and we need to see. And I'm saying all this because it leads up to one thing. How do you find out about these things? Well, mm-hmm. You travel to them.
You need to.
You go to see these places. And how do we do that?
Well, how can you find out?
Wow.
Let's go.
Well, we have a special guest that's on today. And, you know, this is someone I've known. I grew up with in my younger child age years and teenage years going through, and was a good friend then and even more so now. And this person is one who's a entrepreneur, a Melanic entrepreneur, and we brought her in. She's in the area of travel, and none other than we have the owner, founder, and CEO of AJ&E Travel, Darlene Hopkins, with us today. And so I brought her online. So we're going to, you know, we're going to talk about what it took for her to do what she's doing, what she is doing,
mm-hmm.
and how
why
that supports
important.
And how it implies all. Mm-hmm. And so we know we got a break coming up here in a few, but it's not going to be, you know, right away, so we have enough time. We're going to introduce her and bring some others on. And again, 610-701-WCHE-9243 is the number to call in. And I brought this in especially because I'm glad I have John. He's Westchester, the Westchester Connection here, because from our First Nations and those areas that we need to see, and we find our lineage in the cohesiveness there as a community, as Melonics, what we need to see, what we can see, what we should be seeing. And so we're going to have some tie-in. And I think we're going to find this segment very, very interesting. So with that said, without further ado, I want to say welcome to Don't Get Twisted, Darlene. How are you?
Welcome.
I'm fine. How are you guys today?
Oh.
Super great.
Great, 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 great. So right off the bat, A, J, and E travel. And this is your baby, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And you are CTA, which is a...
What's that?
Certified Travel Associate.
Okay, so to be a Certified Travel Associate, in other words, this is not just a label you put on yourself. I gather you've had to take some extensive training and expertise to be able to accomplish that.
That's correct. I went to school for travel through Wilma Boyd Career School in Pittsburgh, and then later I went and got myself certified. There's two types of certification, the CTA and the CTT, which I am just the CTA, which is a Certified Travel Associate at this point.
Okay, now AJ and E, now you said there was something behind that name, so how did you come up with as far as that name?
Well, when I left the agency that I was with, I decided to start my own, and I couldn't come up with a name. You know, the town where I lived, the county where I lived. And I have three sons, Anthony, Jason, and Eric. So that's where the name came from.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow.
And where are you located?
I am located in Lancaster County, Quarryville, Pennsylvania.
Great. Now, see, and here's another great thing we want to talk about. And this is as a Melonic, and this is an entrepreneur. And notice where legacy is put in. The name is added to bring lineage, and this brings recognition. So now we have foundation to carry on and going forward. And this is so all important. Now, I got the crew here with me, so everybody, please just chime in as we go along, because we're going to ask. Darlene's going to be with us. We're going to be asking a lot of questions, and we're going to be hitting a lot of topics as we go along.
Well, I really want to get an address and a phone number where people could actually reach her, a website.
Well, I do have that listed on the website, and she does have her. Which she also has your. Well,
if you could share that over the air,
we're going to let you share it. Okay.
Okay. The number where you can reach me is 877-717-6687. I decided to go with the toll-free number versus a number that people don't have to pay for.
Great.
So if you want to reach me, it's an 800 number. My website, which is a website in progress, I'm trying to update it at this point. It is ajetravel.net, or you can always email me at hopkins5@epic.net. I will always get back to you.
And you also have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do. I have a Facebook page, which is AJ&E Travel. I have... trying to get myself out there on multimedia, and I'm not that familiar with all of that, so I am in the progress of getting all of that up and running.
Great. Well, there's a couple of surprises going on with that, and all. But you know, I noticed on your website, as it is up there, that you have popular destinations, and there's different. And I even see that you have packages. There's vacation packages. There's travel packages for in general for travel, setting up of conferences. I even see where you have packages where people can go to football games, and where you have their not only their night travel but the tickets for the games and everything else as well.
That's correct.
Wow. So you put the whole enchilada, as we say, together.
Yes, I do.
Well, let me ask a quick question, because one of my issues is that I love traveling, but I am more of a person who's interested in destinations that educate. So I went to New Orleans a few years back and traveled to Poverty Point, which I think most people are unfamiliar with Poverty Point, or when I traveled through Mexico looking for the Olmecs and the pyramids. And we had to create our own travel plan. Do you do anything that's culturally specific like that?
I will actually sit down with the person and we will map that out together. So, you know, we will do the research together and find out exactly where you want to go. As I said, no travel is too big or too small for me to work on. So I would sit down and specify it to your specifications.
Okay.
Well, and this is wonderful. We're getting ready to come up on break here. We are with AJ&E Travel with Darlene Hopkins, who's the owner, CEO, and founder. And we're going to come back because along specifically that, Dr. Io hit some things, and I know John will bring up some things coming in here. And then we're going to talk with Darlene about the aspect of being a Melanic owner and in the field that you're in, what some of those things that we face.
Some of the challenges.
The challenges that goes on there. And then the advantage and how we can use that to our advantage to have in Melanics in those fields.
And how we can support her, of course.
Yes. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, Darlene, we're getting ready to go on break here, and just because that you said it, you wanted it, I got a little something for you that we're going to leave off going on the break. And don't forget, 610-710-WCHE-9243 is the number you can call on. And this is a little song that you liked, and you said this was your favorite, and I like it myself. So we're going to go on that and probably bring it back in as we come in on break. So don't get it twisted. Here we go.
At WSFS Bank, we stand for what's possible. Like small businesses with big plans and big families that need a little more space. Whatever you need, you'll find us right around the corner and always in yours. Stop by any location today or visit us online at WSFSBank.com. We're WSFS Bank, and we stand for what matters. We stand for service. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Introducing a new cooking podcast, Now That's a Mouthful. This weekly program explores the shared experience of cooking and the challenges of preparing new and different recipes. Discover something new, whether you're a raw beginner or a seasoned pro in the kitchen. New episodes of Now That's a Mouthful are available every Wednesday. Start listening today at nowthatsamouthful.org or on your favorite podcast app.
The early bird doesn't get the worm. The early bird keeps cool all summer with a Morvent Early Bird AC Precision Tune-Up. Why wait till there's a problem? Be early bird cool. Get more value, more trust, more vent.
Clunkety clunk, squeal. Sound like trouble from my air conditioner. I called Morvent. Jim came, took the whole system apart, replaced the parts. Now all I hear is whoosh, because I got more value, more trust, more vent.
I don't need this, I thought, looking at my clawed kitchen drain and house full of company. I called Morvent. Jeff came, explained the problem simply so I could make a good decision. Now the drain's clear because I chose more value, more trust, more vent.
Yikey Wawa! Running out of hot water is one way your water heater cries out for help. Call Morvent. Get get a water heater rejuvenation. Your water heater gets added life, you get more hot water and more value, more trust, more vent.
This is the talk of Chester County, 1520 WCHE.
Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong. Come on.
All right, there we are. All right, we are back. WCHE 1520. This is Don't Get It Twisted. 610-701-9243. You can call in. We had a caller. You can always call back in there. We are with Darlene Hopkins, AJ&E Travel. Hey, Darlene, you're back with us.
Yes, I am.
Hey, that was your song that you said to put in there, Coming Home. And guess what? We have John, Westchester, the Westchester Connection on here. So leading off, and we said we're going to come back and we want to talk and focus.
So we're wondering, John, do you have some comment or question for her? Did we lose John?
Did we lose John also? Well, I might be on the lines. Well, hey, we'll get back here, because here's where we're going to go to. We said when we come back, we want to focus on this. We want to focus on the challenges in being a melanic entrepreneur and the importance.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. I'm in a noisy. If I try to put my phone on mute when I get that, then not to be too disruptive. Yeah, my first comment, I'm intrigued with her, the name of her enterprise, and there's a reason specifically I am so intrigued. There was a day back when people would start a company, the whole idea that it would be such and such and son or sons. We used to build companies that we would want to hand over to our children, and as you called the TJ, this whole idea of legacy. But when they teach you in business school today, what they teach you in business school today, the whole idea is to create a product or a service that that you can take public and eventually build it up and then sell it off, or maybe you hang on to a piece for a second bite of the apple. But there's nobody that promotes the idea of family business anymore.
Wow.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Darlene, do you have a comment about that?
Yeah, Darlene, do you want to?
He's right. There is no more family business, you see, and I don't know with the name. They happened to be standing right in front of me, and it was just, that's it. They're my pride and joy. Why not have my agency, my pride and joy, through them?
Wow. Now, are they old enough to be part of the business itself?
The oldest is 29, and I have twins that just graduated high school. They're 18.
So are they involved at all in your business?
Not really. The oldest just graduated with a bachelor's in, he wants to be a personal trainer, so he has his bachelor's there. And the twins have applied to Lincoln University for criminal justice.
Yes.
So to be a state police or CIA or Secret Service.
Okay.
Wow.
So Lincoln. That's my alma mater.
Now, and the sharing of that, and all those fields that they do, and like you said, I was asking you earlier, and we kind of talked a little about this. What got you into this field? Why the field of travel?
That's my passion. I started out, I wanted to be a flight attendant. And back then, you had to be a certain height and a certain weight, which I was never either or. So I ended up going to travel school and found out, I can go to those destinations. If I don't get there physically, I get there mentally by doing the research. It's my way. I just enjoy it. I like helping people. And I can get to these destinations through their eyes.
Wow.
What's the most interesting destination that you've had to work on?
That would have been a solo trip to Ireland that a young lady wanted to do. That was on her bucket list. and we sat down for weeks, and we went through every place that she wanted to go. And it was just interesting to realize, you know, places that I might not, you know, say, oh, I don't want to go there. But once you start looking into them, she wanted to do her heritage, and it was a Caucasian lady, and it was very intriguing to me. The places she wanted to go, we had to find pubs that she wanted to go eat, certain foods and everything. It was something that took me to a realm above where I was out of my comfort zone with doing. But once I did it, it was very educational, very satisfying.
Wow. And that kind of leads in with this. I know in our interactions that we had, and we have the FTL research, Family Ties to Legacy research, and as we were putting some of those projects together, and John, I want you to chime in this too, because you brought this up even last week when you were talking about how we need to have our conferences and we need to come together, come to different places where we can meet face-to-face and share these things and share these locations and educate there. And then when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about Darlene, and I got back with her and all. And it's funny that you mentioned even in Ireland, because even in my search and others that we found in our DNA and we found in our lineage and our history that part of mine is from Ireland itself and all. So that would be a great thing to be able to go back to where those roots are. But even as we were talking about earlier, even here within this our own continent that we live now, there's so much heritage that we have. We go off to other places and we negate and skip those very things that are our foundations that we need to know here in the area, and especially even dealing with First Nations. And I know that Darlene was talking with me, and we've talked about even with the Underground Railroad. There's the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad. You can do the travel guide, and as you look on the website, I put that up there with the Maryland Underground. So there's points that you can go to, and just as you were saying, Darlene, that you would cater each and every of these ones personally, customized. This is something that we need to do. And my question was this: and in the field of travel, I'm sure that there are a lot of travel agencies, but have you come across this? And as a Melonic, and to work from that aspect, because I said, like you said, you like to help people. What are some of the things that you face? What are the hard pressed issues that face you to be moving forward? And then the second question I was asked, and what keeps you keep on doing this? And then after that, I'm going to let the crew just chime in from here. But Darlene.
Oh, I love helping people, and travel is my passion. I love every aspect of it. Just the thought that you can see other people, see other cultures, see what other people, you know, how they live, how you interact with them. I just love doing that. And some of the things that I've come across is, like, everybody thinks that you can't do it. You know, I don't have the money to do it. It's too expensive. I try and tell people, look at it like this. You have kids that go to school. You go to certain stores. You do a layaway. Do your vacation like a layaway. You know, it doesn't have to be that you want to go next month and then you have a lump sum to put out. Plan ahead. Plan it a year in advance. Put it on layaway. Work with your travel agent. You have to be trust the person that you're working with, that they're going to give you the best possible deal. And they're out there. It's just you have to find that person that you can work with that's willing to work with you. The only thing that I find is, like, travel is not beyond anyone's reach. It's what you want, and you can make it work for you.
Wow. Now, you know what? We're getting ready to come on break, and time is flying on us a little bit here, but here's what I would like to give out to the crew, and especially with John and Dr. Io, because we still have Darlene. When we come back off break, let's think about those places that we would like to see or would like to hear people going to, education otherwise, and then let's ask Darlene how she would bring that about and how we could do that and see what we'll come up with, and we can have a don't, maybe, probably, and I know we will, have a don't get into a split moment. Listen, 610-701-WCHE-9243. Getting ready on a break. AJ Need Travel. Check it out on its website and also on its the Facebook page. Come back and check ours, too. And we'll be back. And we'll be with John and with Dr. Io and with Darlene as we come back. Don't get it twisted. We'll be right back.
Curious about the world around you? From politics and gardening to unlocking the secrets of longevity, Experience Mind Matters, a free series created especially for baby boomers and beyond. Mind Matters is a series for older adults to watch, learn about new things, and then engage with their peers. Contact your local senior center for more information. To locate your nearest center, visit aging.pa.gov. Again, that's aging.pa.gov.
Hi, everybody. I am Donna Saul, host of The Greater Good Project. Join us Tuesdays at 1 p.m. for topics and conversations changing the world, one person, one heart at a time.
I know many of you are disappointed that the legal talk show hosted by Steve Karp has ended, but Steve Karp is still practicing personal injury law and is available for consultation. So if you've experienced an injury or suffered medical malpractice, then call Steve now and let him represent you in court. Steve has not only decades of law experience, but has taught law in Philadelphia's prestigious law schools. Here's the really good news. You don't pay anything if he loses your case, so you know he'll give it all he's got to win for you. Steve Karp practices only one kind of law, personal injury law, and he's an expert in all areas of that litigation. So don't put it off another minute. Call Steve Karp now in his Westchester office, 610-430-2200. That's 610-430-2200.
You're listening to WCHE 1520 AM, the Talk of Chester County. Stay tuned for what's next.
Okay, hey, we are back. Don't get it twisted. 610-701-WCHE-9243. And we're with AJ&E Travel and Darlene Hopkins. And as we said, when we came back, she was telling us about some of the things that the meetup and how historically travel can be used and what it can do. So I asked the crew to chime in, and let's ask Darlene coming into it what you would like to ask her and see going forward and what we can come up with. Oh, go ahead, crew.
I think we have Dr. Bay on the line.
Oh.
Are you there, Dr. Bay?
Good afternoon and greetings and peace to everyone. How is everybody?
Peace and blessings. Welcome back. Welcome.
So we have the whole crew all together and with John as well.
I don't know if you had a chance to listen, but if you did, do you have any questions for Ms. Hopkins?
Well, my only thing was I didn't have a chance to listen because I've been trying dialing all this time. So you're all very popular, which is a wonderful thing. What about cruising and working with cruise lines and creating things of wellness and doing things what we call consiliently so that you can have more than just one venue at a time and creating that space for people to be themselves?
Hmm. Good question.
Well, I have a couple connections with some of the cruise lines, and like I said, I would be more than willing to sit down.
Okay,
and,
so we're...
And go ahead.
Go ahead.
And you know, work out and, you know, get it to your specifications.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying, once again, call in and you will work with the individual and set up the kind of experience that they desire.
Yeah. I mean, all it is like, I know a lot of travel agents don't want to take the time to go.
It's a little hard for me here, so I'm being kind of blocked out.
Okay. I know a lot of people don't want to take the time because they feel it's too much work, but to me, that's the whole point of it. It's your vacation.
Uh-huh.
It's what you want, not what I want.
Uh-huh.
I'm there to help you get the experience of your lifetime.
So... Now, John, and I know John, prior to the break, you had brought up about that and with the lineage and moving, going forward. Now, as far as places that we need to go where we can integrate, and I use that word in that sense as Melonics, where we're having that unification of understanding between Melonics and culturally, First Nations, those of the African-American, Hispanic, coming together where cohesively they would be be able to move and come to places to see and learn. And then you can see from where the lineage of even this, the history of this nation, what was transpired and how it came about. Because those, that misinformation that is not given to us, it's right in front of us, but we don't know it because we don't have the chance to actually grab out, feel it, see it. Be there tangibly, to be aggressed on. What were some of the things that you would ask and see, John, that you would ask in that regard?
Well, you know, I think one of the issues is understanding that, you know, part of being a human being is understanding the land that you're connected to. And I can't emphasize that enough. I mean, when we talk about the acknowledgments that we do as Native people, we always talk about relationships, and the biggest relationship we have is the very ground that we walk on. So I think the idea of traveling and understanding history of the places that you visit and the history of the relationship, and that history, you know, sometimes people, when they characterize history only in like the last 100 years, the last 200 years. And when you travel some of these places, you realize that there are places that have history that go back thousands of years, and much of that is really well documented in, you know, especially when you're looking at some of the ancient sites, the native sites, and that kind of stuff. And I'm pleased that you had a travel consultant on, because I think travel and reaching out to these places and making that connection to not only the land but the people, both in the past and the present, that reside there is just so important.
So, but I guess the question would be, how would she make that connection? Because I don't think that that's a consistent connection that travel agents have with various Melanoc groups in particular.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think what it is like, you know, being a travel agent, we have never been faced with that. People have never come up and said, this is what I want to do. Everyone is under the assumption that maybe we can't do it or don't know. Well, I'll be the first to say, if I don't know something, my first response is, let me look it up for you. Let us sit down and decide where you want to go. And it's one of those things that, you know, it was never brought up on the forefront to do that. You know, it was always what was already out there, where I want to get to the people that I want to do what they want, not what's already out there, like go to this island, go to that island, see this, see that. I want to know what you want to do and make that vacation to your specifications, not what's just there in the book.
Let me share with you my fantasy. My fantasy is that at some point, institutions such as Lincoln and Cheney and Westchester and Harvard and Yale, et cetera, will want to put together educational excursions that help to educate individuals about Melanoc contributions and also about the truth about Caucasian contributions, and that such a excursion could include, like I had mentioned, I went to Poverty Point, which is a place where there are mounds that were built that were atypical mounds in the state of Louisiana or Mexico. As I said, we couldn't go to a travel agency and asked them to put together the excursion. My son put together, my son, who's also a Lincoln grad, put together an excursion going from Mexico City almost all the way down to Cancun, looking at pyramids and Olmec heads. Those are the kinds of things that we would hope would be incorporated into educational institutions so that we learn about First Nations and African people and the truth that is hidden. And perhaps my fantasy is that an agency such as yours would start putting together such packets and marketing them to institutions.
I would love to do something like that.
Have you had any interaction with any of the institutions? We don't say HBCU, we say
Black Colleges and Universities.
BCU, that's right. Have you had any interaction with any of those, with you being a Melanoc entity yourself?
I have tried and was not able to do anything.
Wow.
Hmm. Okay.
So that kind of leads back to what we're saying as Melodic, some of the challenges that we face.
Well, we have to remember, we have to push this. Meaning we the citizenry, we who have students, just as I have to push certain things in the high schools that I'm working with, they don't think about it at all.
Right.
So being there, you have to push it and say, this is what's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And
then
advocate.
It'll happen. Otherwise, it'll be, we'll get to you.
Right. You need an advocate. You need a group. You need a support system to make it happen.
So, John, you still there? I think we lost John.
No, I think he was saying he was using his mute button because of the noise in his back.
Oh, and the noise in the back.
So it takes him a minute.
So, yeah, that was there. So the First Nations, as that aspect, incorporated that, this would be something that we really want to think about going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Next question I would like to ask you, though, is, Darlene, I know there are a lot of packages that are like packages. I'm not even calling packages. There's a lot of brochures you get. You can go to these travel information stops as you go from state to state. For instance, we were talking about the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad, where you can go online, you can find the travel where you can travel and see these different points, and they send you out that. And it's more or less that you have to find it on your own to do so, but it's there, basically there. How would you surmise that you would tie these together, that you could put something across? As a CTA, do you have access to these entities, whereas they can put the travel together as far as, say, not just doing the one activity, but say there's the hotel in the area, then would you be able to get lodging there? So then that's not one of the problems that you see. I see, like, in your package, you have, like I saw with your football games, where you gave them the airline ticket, you gave them the ticket to the game itself, and the lodging in line with this. Is this something that you would be able to cater to as well?
I do all of that. I find the hotel, the tickets, the air, everything.
Hmm. Okay, here's my kind of question. In traveling, back in the 30s and 40s, there was something called the Green Book. And the Green Book was designed to let black people know where it was safe to travel and what lodging was safe for blacks because of the racism that we experienced. My question is, when we travel, because as a black woman and the mother of two black males, and a husband who's black, my concern is sometimes traveling to a place that's hostile towards black people. Have you ever had any of your customers indicate that they were treated in a discriminatory manner, or where there was perhaps less than quality services given, and so therefore you may have switched in the future the locations of travel for Melanics?
Well, to date, I have not had any complaints or anyone stating that they've had any problems. Like you said, being the mother of three young Melanics, for example, for graduation, I'm sending the three of them to the Bahamas as a graduation gift.
Wow, that's great.
At this point, I've been there myself with a large group, and I haven't had any problems. So we'll see when they get back.
Yeah, well, we would be less likely to see that at a place like the Bahamas. But some places in America, in the United States in particular, there may be places that are less than hospitable towards blacks or First Nations or Latinos. And I'm wondering, do you identify, for example, those hotels or facilities that may be black owned or may be owned by indigenous people or the First Nation or Latinos? Do you use those kinds of resources?
I have not used that type of resource to date, but I do try and put
people in predominant areas that I think that they would be satisfied with, regardless if they're Melanic or Caucasian, Hispanic. I try and, in my mind, see where they would prefer to stay, what would be more coherent to them versus just going anywhere.
Okay.
Hey, we guess what? We have a caller online. Caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You have a comment or a question after you give us your name?
I was really just listening. Oh, my name's Jason Douglas. I went out to I went to school in Pennsylvania, and I'm just calling to listen in the program and support the program. I like that word Melanic as well. I'm going to have to start using it.
Great. It's yours to use. We encourage people to use it.
Well, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us know you're listening.
And thank you for your support.
And Dr. Io, that's a really wonderful idea that you have, because that should be really be a book. And it's not even the Black book or even the Melanic book, but really to say the quality service book. That we really have, like we have secret shoppers, that people really go in and really get ratings for people for things that we don't rate on right now. And only a person of color and a Melanic can actually do these kinds of things, because you really don't know how nice or unnice people are unless you're in the group.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And you can have something to compare it to. It's kind of like I always wonder, when I go to a hotel, am I being given the worst room or am I being given one of the best rooms? And I say that because I frequently find something wrong with the room and I have to ask to have it changed. And I wonder if Caucasians frequently have the same experience. And the reality is I don't really know, but I have my own kind of I have my idea about what might be going on.
You have your antenna up.
Yeah, I do. I can't help but have it up.
Exactly.
And we have to go on break here. It's 610-701-WCHE-9243. Don't get it twisted. We'll be right back. We're with AJ and E Travel and with the crew. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Jerry, a driver leader at Schneider, and I'm here to help drivers during their first 3 months with Schneider. I drove for 9 years myself and was an instructor for 4 years, so I get what drivers need and want. We all try to, and that's what I love about Schneider. We put our drivers first. I've experienced it. Now I want you to experience it. Schneider is now hiring safe drivers near you. Search all driving jobs and sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
If you had to choose a roofer, would you choose one with limited experience and knowledge, or would you choose a roofer certified as a master elite contractor by the largest manufacturer in the nation, GAF, a distinction shared by only 3% of the nation's roofers? I'm talking about GP Martini Roofing, who also does siding, windows, doors, and offers an ironclad guarantee that he'll repair or replace any roof for defects within its normal life. GP Martini Services, Chester, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery counties, with free estimates and consultation, and does both commercial and residential. Go to their website at martiniroofing.com for special savings, or call 610-873-1696. And also, financing is available with no payments for a full year. Now, what roofer would you call? GP Martini is the answer. 610-873-1696.
Before heading out in your RV, go through your propane system safety checklist. Clear any debris blocking the exterior vents. Check propane cylinders for wear and tear. Inspect all propane appliance connections thoroughly for frays and damage. Make sure your RV has a BC fire extinguisher and propane detectors, and have the vehicle inspected annually.
Brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Gas Association and your local propane service providers.
WCHE 1520 AM. Local news at the top of each hour and updated whenever news breaks, including on our Facebook page and our website, WCHE1520.com.
Hold on, don't worry about it.
We're back on the home stretch. We're here with the crew and with Darlene Hopkins, who's with AJ&E Travel. And we've come to talk about a few things that are lining up here. And with this, Darlene, I want to ask you with this, with everything that you've heard here so far, and as a Melonic, is this a perspective that's, from what I'm hearing, from what I'm seeing, is there's not much out there as far as Melonics who have travel agencies that work in this regard. So is this a specialized, have we tapped onto a specialized field that's just not out there?
Yes, you have.
How many other black travel agencies are you aware of?
I know there's one in Maryland that I'm aware of, but there's not a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
Not even in New York. There's not a lot.
You said there's not any in New York?
Not many, no.
Not many. Oh, okay. I was going to say, not any in New York. Whew.
So, no, I said many. No, not many. Okay. I mean, we're talking about literally a handful.
Right.
There are some doing... individuals doing some things, but an agency,
mm-hmm.
a complete full-service agency,
mm-hmm.
compared to our population, it's minuscule.
Right.
And that's, I would like us to all agree right now to start working on that book that Dr. Io raised about really not letting things fall by the wayside, doing some institutional things. And Darlene, I definitely will be calling you because I go every year to the Caribbean and we do seminars there. And this year we want to make them on more occasions and bring in more people to do other types of things. So we'll definitely be calling you. And we need to be doing things like this because that's where the information gets out there into the wider arena.
You're right.
And the crew's been kind of quiet here. But I'm going to bring another question with this, and I'm going to bring this back to Darlene. I noticed that as we were talking, we were talking vacation in that sense, and you were talking from the aspect of vacation. But how about where business, where you're tying in travel in line with business or everyday events that are going on? For instance, with family reunions or get-togethers or can't that not be also tied into the travel experience, and you can incorporate both worlds where they're having the entertainment portion but then an educational portion inclusively?
It's funny that you say that because I know I haven't done it personally, but there's a lot of, like, Caucasians do it all the time.
Mm.
Take a cruise, a family cruise, family reunion cruise. Go to an island, a family reunion. It's done.
It's funny you mentioned that. I just came back from a family reunion up in the Lancaster area. And just to think that they're there, what would it be like to have a family reunion on a cruise or at a resort?
Mm-hmm.
Or at a historical site, or even taking the family reunion on that trip,
mm-hmm.
on the Harriet Tubman or something to that effect,
mm-hmm.
that they get the experience that at the same time,
right?
These
kind of like Tom Joyner Morning Show. They have the family reunion every August, but they don't incorporate the educational piece. You know.
Well, that's what we do in November. That's why we always have one that's around, quote-unquote, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because we encourage people to come, you know, from the family reunions and all of that, and we try to encourage them to start saving the year before. And this way they can get information on wellness and fitness and things that they want to do about business. And we try to incorporate it all in a time where they can be relaxed and still have fun. But I have to be honest, there's a lot of resistance
mm-hmm.
to doing things any differently than the way people have done them previously.
True. I understand that.
Well, so from what I'm hearing here now is that we've come to a consensus, just as John had alluded to last week, that we need to have conferences
mm-hmm.
to get together and actually see each other face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing is now that we need to be going to these locations in travel together and sharing not all their experience all in one. Mm. And it would take an entity like AJ&E to be able to bring that forth to us as Melonix. Am I right in my assumption? Or would I just summarize?
Well, why don't we start now?
Well, here's the only way we're going to find out. AJ&E Travel, would this be something that you would really be interested in?
I would love to.
Well, it sounds like it's a beginning. We're getting ready to do the Melonix healing trip. Melonix healing and educational and spiritual uplifting.
Well, I tell you what we'll have to do. We're really going to follow up on this, and we'll have to really get together and we'll follow up with AJ and E and see what we have developed. I'll bring it up there, bring it on, not only on the air, but on our websites and everywhere else. But also, we would like to invite our hearing, listening audience. Do you want to think about doing this too? It doesn't take just us here alone to do it. Each and everyone that's within our hearing, they can do the same thing.
Invite them to join us.
And you
and
have
make
an entity.
Success.
Yes, and you have an entity that you can go to that is AJ&E. And so we're moving forward there. With that said, I want to ask...
Will Darlene please repeat her phone number?
Right, and that's what I was just going to do. I was going to ask...
And all of her contact information.
All your contact and information that you want to put out there for AJ&E?
My phone number is 877-717-6687. My email is hopkins5@epix.net. And my website that I have, which is a work in progress, is ajetravel.net.
Okay, and of course that will be on our Facebook page.
That's on our Facebook page. And in fact, that's it's up on the website now. And you'll also be on our live stream after we do our podcast. You'll be hearing this again, so you'll be able to pull that information again. So we are so looking forward, and I want to say, Darlene, we want to thank you for being on the air with us. And crew, anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to establishing a healthy educational excursion experience with AJ&E Travel and with the rest of the Don't Get It Twisted team.
Yes.
Because I think one of the things missing is certainly having a conference, a forum, where we can come together and present information to those individuals who want to learn. And I think it really could be the kind of forum that could be taken on the road and taken to, let's say, some of the police, the various, well, we have to go through all the city employees, not just the police, because, you know, this latest tragedy with the young lady, Lyles, who was murdered, a pregnant woman who was murdered by the police. The police are fearful, and the police will stay fearful of Melonix people as long as they're not properly educated and we don't counter all of the negative propaganda that's out there. And also, of course, replacing some of those police officers with Melonix police officers who are already comfortable with Melonix people.
And with that, I would say this. We have to get away from being wikified, Wikipedia-fied, and get personified, and actually seeing people person-to-person, face-to-face, and travel is the way to do it. Westchester to Westchester, we have a couple minutes before we have to come in. Any events and things that you would like to bring up?
Well, naturally, John is going to be doing a presentation, which I and a couple other people will be at on Wednesday the 28th. That'll start at 7 p.m. We are doing another presentation on July 8th. That'll be Saturday. Probably be all day. The 15th, we'll be doing another. And the 12th of July. And, of course, coming November, December and January, we'll be cruising into the Caribbean.
Wow. And hopefully we'll have a new Melonix entity under that wing with it along as well. Well, this is WCHE 1520. This is Don't Get It Twisted. This has been an interview with AJ&E, and this is the travel. This is a little not different, but this is something we want to bring there. We're bringing the resources here.
Right.
And we want to thank our listeners for being here. Don't forget to go to the websites. Don't forget to go to the Facebook pages, Twitter, with each and every entity that is represented here. And
share their information with us. We want to know about other Melonic businesses.
Yes, we will bring you on. We will bring you on. And above all, I want to thank the Westchester crew. Thank Darlene for being here.
Thank you, Ms. Hopkins.
And one and all, we know how we sign everybody out, and we let them know.
Don't get it twisted.